And the co-op petition board requires a different kind of mindset on the part of the people that do, that run alliances. In the past, it was sort of, how much are we selling through you? Now it's got to be, how are we partnering together to get a market? Have you seen like a sort of a change in the way that people at a leadership level appreciate the importance of alliances?
Yeah, they're real business people at this point, because mm-hmm. if you think about it, you need to structure win-win business partnerships. Yeah. So if you're going to partner with one of your competitors, so to speak, it's got to work for both of you. And that's why we're looking for more seasoned business people for these types of roles.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And then you talk about co-opetition because what you do, maybe AWS has some of those services as well. So there's a company that we worked with a lot that is really keen on talking about what their superpower is. And so I'm curious, what is a Stadia's superpower? Two questions. One, what is it? But then also, how well do you think your alliance partners can articulate that?
Great question. So kind of a funny story. We made a decision to get into the refactoring space, which is the software that automates the movement of COBOL to Java or COBOL to C#. And we had a choice. We make it or do we buy it? And we decided to acquire. And my investors at the time said something that I'll never forget. They said, don't come back to me in 6 months and say you bought the wrong company. And I was taken aback by that because I'm thinking, I'm going to be thorough. What are they talking about? But what we found was interesting. We looked at companies like Blue Age and Modern Systems and TSRI and Cisco, Expresolve, and they were okay. But what we found is five more companies that did refactoring, and then five more, and then five more. And we ended up finding 22 companies that we had to go to school on, and we had to be thorough. And it took us the better part of 2 years to do a thorough evaluation on all 22 companies.
Yeah.
So when you get to superpower, though, here's the way we looked at it. We wanted the tooling that was the most automated when moving COBOL to Java and C# as close to 100% was the goal. We wanted automated testing because up to 50% of the time and cost of a project can be testing. And if we could automate that, that would really help deliver a great ROI. And probably the third one was enterprise class references. A lot of the people, a lot of these 22 companies we looked at, they were pretty good at POCs or pilots or nibbling around the edge or doing small projects. But we wanted somebody that could do Societe Generale, Liberty Mutual, AT&T, Citibank, Deutsche Bank, companies like that. And we found a diamond in the rough. We found a company called Anubex based in Antwerp, Belgium. And they were a classic case of next generation technology, world-class references, so automated. It was a generation ahead of anybody else out there. They probably weren't the best on the go-to-market side, which allowed us to buy them.
Yeah.
We could afford them.
Yeah. So in your experience, while you've worked with big companies and small companies, it sounds like most of your clients, though, in your career have been those larger clients.
Correct.
You've been working with enterprise clients. Yeah. How much have the buyers at those enterprise clients changed in the sense of like the decision makers themselves are so much more technologically savvy, experienced, like you're not trying to sell them the technology anymore, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. We're selling business impact, business results.
Does that make your job harder that you have to be able to articulate it as business impact instead of these are the speeds and feeds and what works best?
It makes my job so much easier. It's not funny. Yeah, I'm the least technical person on the planet who's run tech companies. So anytime I can have the conversation and be technology aware but turn it into a business or ROI discussion, I'm happy doing that.
Right.
And your question too, the buyers have changed. I guess I'm going to date myself when I use these terms. But back in the 80s, it was the DP director and then the MIS director. Now the CIOs and CTOs that are involved in the decision-making process, they're pretty business savvy as well. And up through the C-suite from CFO, COO, and CEO, they're tech savvy. Yeah. So it has definitely changed where it's a blend of business as well as technology.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. So at Technology Business Research, one of our sort of the core ways we described our superpower is we look at companies by looking at their strategy. We look at their financial performance. We say, what should we expect out of that?
Yep.
Do they have the right strategy? Is their business model fit to their strategy? Are they performing the way they should? And all of those things together, including how they put the market, you know, what can we expect out of them? So when you think about, and I know you can't give me financials. And that's-